make something happen. You've heard us speaking about the difference between inspiration, which is finding alignment with the source within you and allowing yourself to be called in the direction of who you are, and motivation, which is knowing that you're not where you want to be or who you are and trying to prod yourself in the direction of that. And while it is not true of all who are participating within religion, it is such a common thing to want so much to experience goodness and to believe so much that goodness resides outside of that behavior or that behavior or that behavior, so that you develop patterns, lifetime patterns, of pushing against what is not wanted to the point that you separate yourself almost completely from who you are. And those that you hear the most from are those that are so often in such disconnected pain, not allowing themselves to be who they really are. In other words, there is only a stream of well-being, but when you are not allowing yourself alignment with that stream of well-being, being on the outside of that, that's too strong of words, you can never be, but being in a vibration that is disallowing the larger part of your connection to who you are is such an uncomfortable thing that you flail about in many different ways. And so much of what you call religion, so much of those rules and those pronouncements have been written by those who were in the moment of their writing, not inspired from the source within them. Those who speak of love, those who are talking about upliftment, those are who are wanting the world to be a better place, which includes, by the way, nearly everyone that you know.
Right.
They are in alignment with Source and therefore a part of that vortex calling you toward it. You just have to know that when someone is speaking from their place, using words that say love, but from an attitude or a vibration of fear or of hate, they are not tuned into the vibration of that which is their source. And it is such an interesting comparison, because there is no one who wants it more than someone who is not having it in the moment. If you were to find someone on the street, wounded and bleeding, we know you would do your best to help them. But when you find someone spewing hatred, especially in the name of God or in the name of good, spewing their hatred, it's not so easy for you to feel like you want to help them. This is the best example that we can think of what does your inner being think about them. We remember the day that Esther unwittingly ran into this man at the airport in San Antonio. They were standing at the baggage carousel waiting for their bags to come off. And they were with Continental Airlines, and both of them were expecting their bags to be the first ones off. And Esther said to this man, who she did not recognize or know, "My bags will be the first bags off." And he said, "No, ma'am, my bags will be the first bags off." And Esther said, "But you see, my bags are always the first bags off." And he said, "But you see, my bags are always the first bags off." And Esther said, "But my bags will be the first bags off." And he said, "Actually, my bags will be the first bags off." And then the bell began clanging and the bags began coming. And there was a bag, and he grabbed it and pulled it off and set it down. And it was Esther's bag. But it looked just like his bag.
Right.
And then the next bag came off, and he grabbed it and set it down. That it too was Esther's bag. And then the third bag came, and he grabbed it and set it down. And Esther said, "You have taken all of my bags off, and I thank you very much." He could not believe it. Not only were they the first six bags off, but the bags were identical bags. They had the same Continental tags on them. They were identical bags. And Jerry is standing off in the distance watching this, and he knows that this is this powerful television evangelist, and he knows that what he speaks is not kind about those like Esther. Jerry is watching them playing together. Yeah. Esther is shaking his hand. She is helping him with his bags.
Right.
They are laughing about it. He is telling her that after all, she was right. She is telling him, "Well, it's an easy mistake." They were having wonderful camaraderie. And Jerry said, "If either one of you had known who the other one was, you would not have been having any fun with each other." And we're wanting you to understand, if you could step back into that broad view of the source within you, you would love everyone. In other words,